You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, welcome to Guys Who Like Musicals. We're having a different week this week because it
welcome to Guys Who Like Musicals.
It is the one-year anniversary of the Broadway shutdown. And we just wanted to take a second to reflect because it has been just an absolutely horrible year.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a horrible year. It's been filled with lots of tragedy, and a lot of people have gone through some crazy shit. And some things about the year have been okay, I guess, for certain people, depending on like how things have gone. You know, some people have been less affected than others. Some people have found new things. Joe and I have two new businesses. We love that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I'm so lost.
Totally. And I just, the good needs to be like remembered and acknowledged, right? Because there has been good. And the good for us on this show this year has been the fact that guests want to keep coming on talking about what they love about musicals. And that's been really cool because like we were really sort of crippled at the beginning of the pandemic because we didn't want to ask people to come on here and talk about stuff that they love when there was nothing happening, you know? And then slowly, you know, we got our groove back and we wanted to talk to Robin Herder from her bedroom and Corey Cott from his parents' house and, you know, hear what James Iglehart's doing around Christmas time. And it was amazing. It was amazing that people were so generous with their time. You know, I felt that way at least, because I think we're all lost and, you know, that was the positive, I guess. But we wanted to just take a second to reflect and
remember all of the lives lost and a lot of the tragedy that people have faced all over the world and here, and, you know, the kind of pause / stop of this $15 billion industry in New York, Broadway sector, and all of the hundreds of thousands of people who didn't have work for a year and didn't really know what to do, including us. And the fact that almost the entire union is about to lose their health insurance.
Yep.
Like, with the exception of probably like handfuls of people. Like, is there even work where you can get health insurance right now from Equity, from the stage union? I don't think there is. So it's like, okay, so the entire union's going to lose their health insurance in May. Most of it's already gone.
Right, right. But, which will have no repercussions for our health plan in 2022. Right. I laugh because I'm going to cry. Otherwise, it's like, you know, the repercussions, the ramifications of this, like, we'll just live on for a long, long time. And that's the stuff that people hopefully, I mean, I think the people that listen to this podcast know, you know, like our listeners are theater lovers. Like, they know what's going on. And so I know that you feel us and hear us, and it just, you know, it blows. I mean, one of the things I wanted to do today was just talk about like, what were you about to see, Dan, when all of this shut down, and what was the last thing you saw? And I'll go first because I remember, like, we talked about it with Kirsten Anderson, that I saw Unknown Soldier. Mm-hmm. And like a couple days before that, I went to see Tina with Patty Murin. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy coughing behind us. Mm-hmm. And I like couldn't pay attention to what was happening on stage. And then we had tickets to see Company. And we also had tickets to see, for our anniversary, we were going to go see Jerry Seinfeld at the Beacon. Mm. Because our first anniversary was back in October of and we have your first anniversary's paper. You know how that like there's like the first anniversary's paper, so and the second anniversary's like clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the first I got tickets for us to see Jerry Seinfeld at the Beacon, and I didn't get a refund for those tickets for so long because I was sure I was going to be able to use them. Eventually, I called the Beacon and like we were supposed to see that show March like 20th or something. And I called to get a refund in November.
Wow.
Because I was like, it's like, I don't know why. It was like this little beacon of hope, like sitting on our fridge.
Right.
I was like, maybe.
You're like, maybe Dan's going to be wrong and it won't be a full year before we come back.
Right. Right. Just desperately hoping you were wrong.
Julie and I went away for our third anniversary. We just celebrated our fourth anniversary.
Congratulations. Your post on Instagram was cute as a button.
Thank you. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thanks. Yes, we celebrated our third anniversary on an Airbnb, which was like the last trip we took in an Airbnb. Basically, we didn't do one again until my 30th birthday last November. I'm going to sneeze again. But for our anniversary, she got me tickets to see To Kill a Mockingbird. With Ed Harris.
Yep.
So we saw that, I think, the 10th, maybe the 9th.
Wow.
So, and walking to the theater, she was like, we shouldn't be doing this. Or while we lived on off of 8th Avenue and we, you know, hustled our ass up 8th Avenue. I forget if we took a cab or not. I think we walked. And we're walking up 8th Avenue and she's like, this is so stupid. This is not worth it. We should have exchanged the tickets. Like, do you think this is a bad idea? Should we not be doing this? And meanwhile, nobody else was really paying any attention. But she was like, bring your scarf. I'm wearing a scarf, even though it was warm. We had scarves over our faces and you'll never.
Wow.
So I just remember like, how much coughing there was, and every time we heard a cough, she would put a scarf over her face, and I just kept looking over at her, and she looked like, I can't even describe to you what she looked like. You could like only see her eyes, through, you know, everything else was covered by a scarf or a hat or a hood.
Yeah,
you could only see her eyes looking out, and I'd look at her, and she'd look back at me like, "This isn't good.
This is bad.
this is a bad idea.
This is a bad idea. We are in." And
thankfully, we were fine. They were fine. Obviously, the virus was already circling at that point.
Yeah,
and nobody really knew. I mean, you could have guessed, but nobody really knew.
Yeah,
and I think the next thing I wanted to see was probably Company or Carolina Change.
Yeah, I remember that was the week that like we talked to, you know, all of our Moulin Rouge friends, and it was like people were getting sick, and it's all public information now, but it was like friends like Tam Mutu at Moulin Rouge like got it, and it was like, holy shit, like he's gonna be patient zero for the Broadway community or whatever. And it was like, no, it's everywhere, like now every person the entire cast of Frozen, the entire cast of Come From Away, the entire, like it just ran, you know. But we didn't know. We were like, oh, you know, it's gonna be anyway. It's just, it's so wild to look back at this year and, you know, how excited we are to see some glimmer of a light at the end of a tunnel that we're not yet quite to, but like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, it's still, we're not out of the weeds yet, certainly, but it's like, it'll be really fun this year, I think, to just start to chart, like, okay, we're at March 12th, 2021, and you know, the vaccine rollout is going, you know, well-ish, you know, Johnson
President
and Johnson
Biden said we can all get it by May 1st.
Exactly.
Or like, we're all eligible by May 1st. Right.
Which is huge.
Which is like, you know, I know that they wanted to open Hamilton for July 4th. And for the first time last night, I was like, that might, like, you know, it's Hamilton. They'll sell it to 50%. It's Hamilton.
Right.
Because people will pay $300 a ticket to see Hamilton on the 4th of July. And I almost cried thinking about that yesterday. Yeah. I was like, that is awesome. I hope that happens.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
At the very least, like, let's like open up a week of each show at the Delacorte in the summer in Central Park. Like, let's make some stuff happen.
Yes.
Get on the phones.
Yes.
Start calling producers.
Come on. Like, equity. Let's go.
Equity. And also, like, you all who listen to this show, get out there and let your voices be heard and tell these people that they need to, like, that you'll pay the money, because, like, I'll pay the money.
I'll pay the money.
$200
I want to
see
be
a show outside.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree more. And, like, now that we know what we know, theater outside can happen. The Delacorte, you know, like the I think it's Regent's Park in London, you know, places, and they're all over the country. The Muni, let's go. Like, put up some little plastic dividers, throw your masks on, and let's go watch some goddamn Legally Blonde.
Yeah, if everybody's vaccinated on stage, and then you can create a little bit of space, like they should be doing. Gosh, I didn't even think of the Muni. That place would be so easy. It's like a 12,000 seat venue. Like,
yes.
You could fill that place with 3,000 people.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't need every single person next to each other. I don't know. It's going to be, but like, I'm sure they're thinking about it. I know they're thinking about it. Actually, the theater that we've worked at, Dan, Mason Street Warehouse in Saugatuck, Michigan, Alex and I are doing a cabaret in September. We got hired. It's unbelievable. We're thrilled.
Out there.
Yeah. Outside in the garden / parking lot / like any outdoor space they can find. We're doing a show, so that's going to be great.
Little fall in Michigan.
Fall in Michigan.
Guys, you got to just prepare yourselves, as I am, for the amount of travel that Joe Carroll is going to do in 2021.
You know what I found?
It's going to be disgusting.
Okay.
He's going to be on the beach in another place every week with his microphone like, oh, hey, Dan, sorry, let me put my pina colada down.
Okay,
he's just been racking up the points,
racking
up
miles,
as much money as he possibly can.
I mean,
so that he can get out and about.
Yes, you couldn't be more right about that.
Strutting his stuff.
I had a 2-hour. I didn't even tell you this because I know we talk for 40 hours a day. I didn't. I was on the phone yesterday with Andrew Kober, friend of the pod.
Yep.
For 2 hours talking about points.
Oh my god.
He and his wife are saving up for their Maldives trip. In the fall of 22.
Nice.
And he figured out a way to fly to, they're going to Hawaii first class for 50,000 miles, both of them. Unbelievable. What a deal. This is stuff that I care about. Anyway, so you're right.
He's so excited. Honestly, I wish you could all see him. He's more excited about this than anything else we've ever done.
Yes. Exactly. I can't. This is what I care about. So you'll find me. Well, I'm going to be bringing you the pod from, you know, I don't know,
Turks and Caicos
at the Park Hyatt.
Listen, as long as we can take that trip to Bermuda that you promised to pay for.
Yep.
Then.
Yep.
You know, and we can do the pod from a golf course in Bermuda while Alex and Julie sip pina coladas on the beach. Then.
God, I love pina coladas.
It's all going to be fine.
This is good. This is really, really good.
But things are looking up, folks.
Things are looking up. I want to take a second real quick. And this is a thing that came out this week. There was this article in the Times about artists during the coronavirus. And Tracy Letts had this quote that I just want to read real quick because I thought it was the most relatable thing. And yeah, like, I'm so grateful for you, Dan, and the way that we were able to create this, you know, to create a little something during this time. But this is from you know, future EGOTter, Tracy Letts. He said, based on, you know, this is artists during the pandemic. Can you hear that? That's what
it's
I
like,
mean.
Come on. Can't like, I can just have that? My window open?
Can I just
in
like,
peace?
live in a place that's not loud? Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Come move up here.
Yeah,
I went for a 5-mile hike yesterday.
Nice.
Just, you know, just a 5-minute drive. Just a quick jaunt.
Appalachian Trail, is that
yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
Okay, so Tracy Letts. I've made nothing. On 4 separate occasions, I arranged my schedule with my wife, Carrie, so I could have 6 interrupted hours a day to write. All 4 times, I emerged from my office after 2 or 3 weeks, rattled, defeated, feeling lousy about myself. My wife finally said, here's what you have to do. Read books, watch movies, cook dinner, and take care of our boy. That is what I've done. And while my family is my focus and my joy from a creative standpoint, this year for me has been a dust storm. I'm normally involved in a number of creative endeavors in different forms, but the theater is my lifeblood, and I don't know who I am without it. The plug getting pulled out on The Minutes, which was the show that he was working on Broadway at the time, was truly devastating for me. I feel like a heel even saying this, and so many people in this country and around the world are suffering as a result of this pandemic in ways I can't even fathom, but it's the simple truth. I can't do computer theater. It's too depressing for me, and I've turned down a couple on-camera jobs because I'm just as scared of this virus as I was a year ago. Creatively, I'm lost. It's why I'm doing this interview. I guess there are some other artists who identify. And that is about the most relatable thing, for me at least. That's what the year has been, and we're just figuring out a way to keep our lights on.
Yeah.
Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to people who are buying the stuff that we're advertising on this show. I'd really like to thank you for that, because
just the fact that people actually are still listening to this, it gives us some kind of outlet that makes us feel slightly normal.
Exactly.
Has been really nice. Yeah. To remind ourselves of all of the people who live for this art form and really want to see everything come back in its full form and fullest form, and to be reminded by our peers that inspire us and those things, getting to talk to people like Michael Arden, like, who are we, dude? Yeah. Like, how did we get here? Like, people listen to this and we're allowed, and they let us do this and they're excited. I mean, it's still just crazy to even think about. So
yeah,
that's been nice, yeah, because Tracy Letts doesn't have this, just saying.
Honestly, maybe we should get him on the pod. Hey, Tracy Letts.
Tracy Letts, friend of the pod.
Actually, I did get a chance to audition for Mary Page Marlowe, which was the show that he did at Second Stage two summers ago. He's so good. The dude is just...
Yeah, oh, I can't imagine.
His writing is just unbelievable. Yeah. So that is incredibly relatable. We have some fun stuff, though, coming up. Working with a bunch of new guests, and we have a bunch of cool stuff planned. But Dan had this idea. I can't take credit for it. It's 100% your idea. Just like the
podcast. I don't think we should tell him.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
I think we should surprise him.
Okay, good. Okay.
I think you should stay tuned. I think you should go get on the Instagram, check out our Instagram stories.
Yeah, because we need your help. That's the other part of this.
We need your help.
We need your Instagram
so
help.
Go get on the Instagram and give Matt all of your answers for all of the things we're about to ask you. And, stay tuned for a couple, a handful of fun episodes. If you thought Music Man versus Hello Dolly was good, wait until you see the next few weeks.
Dun dun dun! Wait until Dan. Yeah.
What death from the people who brought you Hello Dolly versus the Music Man? We bring you.
Wow! Wow! That's it. See you next week.
Maybe I'll get a voiceover agent from this. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Thank you for listening to Guys Who Like Musicals. We are now part of the Broadway Podcast Network.
Woo!
We are hosted by Dan Tracy.
That's you.
And Joe Carroll.
That's me.
We're produced by Ryan Kincaid, and Matthew Mucha is the social content manager.
You can find us on Instagram at Guys Who Like Musicals, on Twitter at Musical Guys, or the old-fashioned way at www.guyswholikemusicals.com.
If you'd like a chance to be featured on the Ask the Guys segment of our show, please call 203-900-7990 and leave a message with your question. As always, thanks for listening.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.